You're listening to SBS News.
Frustrations are growing among members of New York's LGBTIQ plus community as demand for monkeypox vaccine outstrips supply. The United States has nearly 5,000 confirmed cases of the virus, more than any other nation since the outbreak began, and more than a quarter of those are from New York State. Long queues of men have lined up for a monkeypox vaccine in New York City. Dozens more have gathered to voice their anger, including activist Jason Rosenberg.
What we're demanding is, you know, better meaningful outreach, effective, you know, urgency around treatment, testing and vaccine deployment. And, you know, that should have been done yesterday.
Cases of the virus are soaring across the country, and New York is at the epicenter of the outbreak. New York City's Mayor Eric Adams has followed a similar move by San Francisco, declaring a public health emergency. It is estimated that approximately 150,000 New Yorkers may currently be at risk for monkeypox exposure. The mayor says he will continue to work with federal partners to secure more doses as soon as they become available. But health experts like Columbia University epidemiology professor Stephen Morse say securing enough vaccines from Denmark will be a challenge.
This vaccine, which was developed after the eradication of smallpox, is made by a company that doesn't have a large manufacturing capacity, and there simply hasn't been enough supply of this vaccine.
While anyone can catch monkeypox, which spreads through close physical contact, the World Health Organization says up to 98% of cases are among gay and bisexual men. Organization spokeswoman Margaret Harris.
They may not know that they've got it, and somebody else may not be able to see that they've got it. And this is how it can transmit between people who are just unaware.
Last week, the World Health Organization declared monkeypox a global health emergency. Fears of catching the virus also causing concern among business owners in the LGBTIQ plus community, with busy bars and clubs left empty. In the UK, authorities are also racing to buy more vaccines as cases climb above 2,500, the majority of them in London. Three people have died of monkeypox in Brazil and Spain, marking the first known fatalities outside the African continent in the current outbreak. Sunil Awasthi, SBS News.